Deborah, are now going to turn to a story that caught Helen's attention. We were discussing earlier in the show a vote at the recent IUCN World Conservation Congress in Abu Dhabi on the genetic modification of endangered wildlife species to try to prevent their extinction. And Helen, you've drawn our attention today to one species that was declared extinct at this IUCN meeting, a tiny sea stele, which was found on the island of Cape Verde off the west coast of Africa in the Atlantic Ocean. Tell us more about why you wanted to highlight this story.
Well, so it's a cone snail, which is a type of sea snail from the tropical seas all around the world. I've given you a couple of shells of them, actually.
Oh, gosh,
these are
dropping them, yes. So it's so small, some of them.
Yeah, they are quite small. You see, they're quite beautiful shells.
Yes.
And so they've been quite... you know, I've written a lot about them as objects that people have been obsessed with for millennia, not millennia, for hundreds of years, for centuries, collecting their shells. There's like each species, there's about 800 species that we know of cone snails, and they all have a different pattern on their shell. And at times they were really highly sought after. People would pay huge amounts of money. Mm. These ones I've shown you are ones I found on a beach in Madagascar. So, you know, they've had this sort of... I think shells generally have this, people are very interested in them, you know, as objects, as natural objects, as beautiful things. But this story of extinction kind of brings that right into the present day, which is, again, the threats to biodiversity that we've been talking about, this huge issue of losing species. And often... without actually knowing. We talked about, okay, maybe 200 or 300 species a day going extinct, but most of them we don't actually even know exist before they've gone. It's more that we know that their habitat has gone. So with them, that must be the species that so far haven't been found there. And this is a story where actually we do know that one particular species has gone extinct. And in the sea, it's particularly difficult to prove that, to prove a negative, to prove they're not there still is an extraordinary thing to do, because you could think, well, we'll just keep looking and they must be there somewhere. But this is one case of more that are coming through, of people looking and looking and not finding an animal or a plant or a species, of a living species, in a place it should have existed and we knew it used to exist.
What's the scientific name?
So that is Conus lugubrius. It doesn't have
Conus lugubrius.
I don't know if it has a good common name. Some of the cone shells have really good common names. There's the fly-specked cone snail and the depressed cone snail, because the Victorians really got into giving them names. But that's the scientific name. Conus lugubrius is the one that's gone extinct. And it's a smaller one than the one you've got. It's more like a peanut size.
Okay. Let's learn more about the extinction of the Conus lugubrius. That's a new term there. We're joined on the line now by Manuel Jimenez Tenorio, a professor and head of the Institute of Biomolecule Research at the University of Cadiz in Spain. Thank you for joining us, Manuel. You have visited Cape Verde for more than 25 years, but the last confirmed sighting of these species was in 1987. How does that make you feel? Do you feel sadness that you'll really never be seeing these species again?
Hello. Exactly. It's sad that species like this will not be seen again. I think that in this particular case was a confluence of bad luck. It was a species with a very, very extremely, I would say, a restricted habitat in a particular area in the city of Mindelo, in the island of São Vicente in Cape Verde. And it was the very spot in which they built a big harbor, which destroyed completely the habitat, a place known as Matiota Beach at the time, where the species was abundant. But it was abundant only in that particular spot. When you destroy the habitat, then subsequent searches in the area, at the beginning found a few specimens here and there, but apparently they were not sufficient to keep the population and the species thriving. So eventually it became extinct.
A question about the process of declaring a species extinct. It's something that you mentioned in your response there, Helen. Not seen for 40 years. So why, Manuel, has the IUCN now come to the conclusion that the Conus lugubris is extinct?
Well, the IUCN, when it gathers for the Red List assessment, in this particular we held a first assessment of, let's say, the health of the conus worldwide. That was held in 2011 in the Chicago Field Museum. So that was the first time that all the conus snail were systematically assessed for the conservation risks. At the time, this species was declared extremely endangered, which means that it's the previous step to declare the extinction. So we have a new assessment in 2023 in the Seckenberg Museum in Frankfurt, and we gather all the updated information about the new species described since and what was the status of all the other ones. So actually, for this one, nobody has seen one single specimen since. And the information was mounting toward the declaration of extinct. So all the information that you can provide is actually input into data system, which is handled by the technicians of the UCN. And ultimately, with all that information, they just reach a conclusion about whether the status should be still in danger or extinct. This is an intermediate category, which is extinct in the wild, which is not applicable here, unfortunately, which applies in places where you can have maybe a mammal or whatever, which is extinct in the wild, but still living in zoos or whatever. So more or less that is the process in which you reach the conclusion. It's not straightforward. It's not.
And there is something of a, I wouldn't say a silver lining, but maybe some good news has come from this story. I think I'm right in saying that, yes, one species has now officially been declared as extinct, but this has perhaps led to stronger efforts to protect the remaining species. Is that right?
That's completely correct, because Cape Verde Islands are quite unique in the sense that they host about 50 species of cone snails, all of them endemic to the islands. Some of them, like happened to the extinct lugubris, have also a very, very restricted habitat. Fortunately, many of these populations are in remote locations, which not much impact from the human action. But some others actually are in places where there's an increasing pressure for touristic development, industrial development, etc. Cape Verde is a developing country and it's growing rapidly, especially in certain islands, for instance, the South Island. So the knowledge of the distribution of the species and the possible threats coming from the development are important for future preservation. Now that unfortunately we got the lugubris extinct, I think that will suggest to the authorities that, hey, you got already one extinct species, you don't want that happen again. And there's a number of species which are next on the queue. So I hope that effort will be made to preserve the species for the future.
Manuel Jimenez Tenorio from the University of Cadiz in Spain. Thank you for joining us here on Weekend.